A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, look who it is. Last call about a gift. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we were chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you.
Heard your song the other day and put a smile on my face when I started reminiscing. I've been on the edge of calling you, and I'm so glad I decided to.
I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake, and that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you. Ooh, I was just thinking about you. If you ever back in town, do what you're doing right now. 'Cause I'm probably thinking about you.
advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
All kinds of fun tools to show off, like ghost cars, telestration, and line graphs to provide all the minute details. Catch NASCAR Inside the Race each Tuesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
The Motor Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside, and they're crashing mid-pack.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Checkered flag is in the air and Corey Heim has scored the win.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Starting 38th is Sage Karam. Starting 37th is Sheldon Creed. The 36th starter is Justin Allgaier. Kyle Sieg will go 35th. Jeremy Clements will start 34th. Andre Castro will start 33rd. Brandon Jones 32nd. And Daniel Suarez 31st.
Josh Williams will start 30th. 29th will be Blaine Perkins. Starting 28th, Kyle Weatherman. Starting 27th, Ryan Ellis. Matt DiBenedetto will start 26th. Brennan Poole will start 25th. Josh Palicki will start 24th. The 23rd starter will be Jeb Burton. Starting 22nd, Ryan Sieg and Leland Honeyman will start 21st.
Riley Herbst will start 20th. Austin Green will start 19th. The 18th starter is Anthony Alfredo. Preston Partis goes 17th. Alex LeBay qualified 16th. Joey Logano starts 15th. Sammy Smith goes 14th. Austin Hill is the 13th starter. Parker Etzloff starts 12th, and A.J. Allmendinger qualified 11th.
And now your top 10 starters. Starting 10th, the driver that went to victory lane here 1 year ago, Cole Custer, starting 9th. Chandler Smith, starting 8th. Jesse Love. Parker Kligerman will start 7th. John Hunter Nemechek will start 6th, although he will be going to the tail end of the field. More on that in a moment. Sam Mayer will start 5th. Ty Gibbs will start 4th. Connor Mosack will start 3rd. Your front row, Kyle Larson, he will start 2nd. Leading the field to the green flag, you heard from him earlier, Shane Van Gisbergen, ripping through the streets of Chicago. Alex Hayden at 88.543 miles an hour.
Navigating the city streets, including 12 turns and 2.2 miles to make up the Chicago street course. The start-finish line is midway down South Columbus Drive. To driver's left is the world-famous Buckingham Fountain. And then they slam on the brakes and downshift and head to turn number one. And they'll come into the view of Barrie, Vermont's Dave Moody.
Thank you, Alex Hayden. Good evening once again, everyone, or good afternoon again, everyone. I am situated, about 20 feet above the sidewalk at the corner of East Balbo and South Columbus Drives here in Chicago. As Alex mentioned, the Columbus Drive section will serve as the front straightaway. They'll storm down after taking the green flag, then step on the brakes for a hard 90-degree left-hand turn, turn number one, onto Balbo, which spills out then onto turn two after a short sprint to a long throttle sprint up Lakeshore Drive, to the attention of Altamont, Illinois' Kurt Becker.
Thank you, Dave. We are positioned on a scissor lift on the northbound lanes of Lakeshore Drive. The race car is coming toward us to our left on the southbound side of Lakeshore, one of the high-speed ends of this course, essentially the backstretch of this layout. We are at the southeast corner of the course. This is where the field gets turned around to head back in a northerly direction. So off of Lakeshore, under braking, right-hander into turn number four. That puts the field of cars onto East Roosevelt Road. They immediately are confronted, the drivers are, with another right-hander. So again, more braking, more downshifting to get through turn five. That turns the field back around, headed north. That'll be on South Columbus Drive, and once again, they will head up toward Dave Moody.
And welcome back again, everybody. Yes, down South Columbus Drive, only this time in the opposite direction. For the other half, they'll storm down through the gearbox, one of the highest speed portions of the speedway, as a matter of fact. They'll come down to turn six, downshift, hard on the brakes for a very tight, very difficult turn number six, a left-hander. that saw a number of drivers go windshield deep in the tire barrier a year ago. Then it's off to turn seven. And Rancho Cucamonga, California's Dan Hubbard.
Well, thank you, Dave, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm on the rooftop of the Chicago Symphony Center. It's a nine-story building built back in 1904, giving me a bird's-eye view of Turn 7 through 11. Turn 7 is a right-hand transition from Balbo Drive onto Michigan Avenue. Lots of downshifting and heavy braking required here. Then the field will motor through the right-hand Turn 8 and onto Concourse Plaza. That's Turn 9, a long left-hand sweeper, where the drivers can actually really generate some decent speed through there, hang the tail out just a little bit before they fly through the right-hand Turn 10 and rejoin Michigan Avenue ever so briefly before cranking it right again at Turn 11 and onto Jackson Drive. Tough to pull off a pass here. The turns just come in such quick succession. Just be neat, tidy, and quick, and that should lead to a pretty good lap. After Turn 11, naturally comes Turn 12. That's where the coverage will be returned to our anchors, Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden.
Appreciate that, Dan. It's going to be a great afternoon of racing. It is the Loop 110 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. A final trip to pit road and the green flag coming up next.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Illinois is filled with natural wonders for everyone to enjoy. Lounge on Chicago's beautiful beaches or ride the 28 miles of Lakefront Trail. Hike to the falls at Starved Rock State Park and live a luxurious weekend of boutique camping under the blue skies of Camp Arimony. Take in the stunning vistas of the Garden of the Gods, zip line through the canopies in Shawnee National Forest, or grab a paddle and discover every corner of Rend Lake. There's more outdoor to explore in the middle of everything. Learn more at enjoyillinois.com.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make Tallgrass Short a Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
Green flag next time by. That gives us an opportunity to take one more trip to pit road. Presented by Harbor Freight, hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight, as promised, to pit road and Steve Post.
Jeff, what we'll be looking at here for the first time this year is called backward pit stops. So position yourself or picture yourself standing on the pit wall. Traditionally, the car comes in from the right. They pit the car, and then the car exits from the left. Here at Chicago, at Watkins Glen as well, where we do live pit stops for the Xfinity Series, the car will come in from the left-hand side. Different teams have different approaches to this. Some will keep their people at the front and the rear of the car. Some will switch them around. It is a muscle memory thing. It is a challenge for these men and women that pit these cars. It's a challenge for everybody here. We'll keep an eye on it and see who navigates the challenges of backward pit stops for the first time this season here this afternoon in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. To the under, Chris Rowe, pit road to Chris Wilner.
Thank you so much, Steve Post. Well, for Jesse Love and his Rookie of the Year campaign, he's pretty much exceeded every expectation, a new challenge for his rookie season in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. This one is unlike any other, tackling the streets of Chicago. Jesse this year has taken the extra initiative to work with his best friend, Connor Zilich, and run multiple road course racing events to get himself up to speed when it comes to road course racing. He even went down and ran a Mazda MX-5 Cup car back in March at Sebring. He told me this afternoon that he's never felt more ready to tackle new challenges with this race team at RCR, but because of all the prep work he's done at the shop and his homework back at home and sim racing and things like that. And also, he's got the Watt colors on his Chevrolet this weekend, which could be an omen if you believe in that sort of thing. Last time they were on the race car, he won at Talladega Motor Speedway. So we'll see what happens if Jesse Love can take that eighth starting position and make some good in his rookie campaign here at Chicago.
We'll find out. There are four drivers going to the back of the field for the start. Backup cars for Sage Karam and Justin Allgaier. Engine changes for two Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas in Sheldon Creed and John Hunter Nemechek. Drivers, start your engines in Illinois. Cruise on Route 66 for legendary finds. Make a pit stop in Grafton to ride Aries Alpine Coaster and grab a bite at Eckert's Country Farm. Plan your adventure to the middle of everything on enjoyillinois.com.
Well, your broadcast team is ready to go here with the Motor Racing Network. Dave Moody locked and loaded down in turns 1 and 6. Kurt Becker outside turn 4. The Lake Michigan shoreline directly to his right. Dan Hubbard some 9 stories up on a platform, a veranda, just on the other side of Michigan Avenue. And that just brings me to my next point. Michigan Avenue, Lakeshore Drive, some of the most famous streets in all of downtown Chicago. They're going to be used for a little different purpose right now.
Normally, they're jam-packed with streetcars and pedestrians taking in downtown Chicago, Illinois. But today, we're going to have 40 NASCAR Xfinity Series drivers get out here and go racing for all they're worth to try to claim the big prize and get the finish line in this race first.
You know, you were talking and brought up during some of our practice coverage some of the unique venues that are around here. The Buckingham Fountain, the Art Institute, the bridge, and the railroad that run nearby. All of that surrounding this gorgeous Grant Park facility.
Soldier Field is right just south of where we're at, behind Kurt Becker's position over there as well. So many great things, so many historical landmarks, so many great places to come and visit here in downtown Chicago. And right now, some of the best seats in the house are right at the start-finish line. Why? Because that's where the drivers are headed right now to call the start for today's NASCAR Xfinity Series Loop 110 for the Motor Racing Network from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's Jeff Striegel.
50 laps of racing, the 18th race of the season for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. 38 teams getting ready to go. 12 turns of street course racing in Chicago. The green flag is in the air, and the Loop 110 is underway. The field heads to turn one.
Shane Van Gisbergen makes it to turn one first. He'll take the lead over Kyle Larson, who rides in second. Larson, though, not done. He is on the back bumper. Ziggs inside, Ziggs outside. Here comes Larson in turn two. He wants a piece of the lead.
Field spills on the Lakeshore Drive for the first time this afternoon. Shane Van Gisbergen with the lead. Here's Kyle Larson, the driver's right. Tries to work to the inside. He's got the preferred line into turn number 4. Larson to the point. Van Gisbergen right there off his back bumper. The lead battle works its way off turn 5 and on to South Columbus.
Here they come off South Columbus Drive, headed downhill now. Fastest part of the racetrack. Van Gisbergen right there on the back bumper. He opens the door, driver's left. Slides to the inside. He'll regain the lead. Second lead change in the opening lap. And the battle now is on for second.
Here they come down the hill. This is down Balboa Drive in right-hand turn 7 for the first time. It is Shane Van Gisbergen showing the way. Looks like Ty Gibbs is trying to mount a challenge for that second spot. Can't do it. Kyle Larson will lock down that second position as Van Gisbergen pulls away just a little bit. Ty Gibbs in that third spot. Connor Mosack in fourth. Single file formation through turns 10 and 11. Jesse Love now rising to sixth position.
Even though we had two lead changes happen on lap number one officially. At the start-finish line, there was not one. Shane Van Gisbergen shows the way on lap number one. Kyle Larson hot there, right in his tire tracks, headed to the corner.
Official lead changes only tallied at the start-finish line. Van Gisbergen led at the green, and he led at the end of lap one. He's got about three car lengths in hand over Kyle Larson, who rides in the number two spot. Another four car lengths back to the third place machine of Ty Gibbs as they hit the right-hand corner and spill out onto Lakeshore Drive.
Ty Gibbs moves from left to right, but not close enough to mount a challenge for the runner-up position. Kyle Larson has that spot, and Shane Van Gisbergen has the lead. Van Gisbergen, white Chevrolet, works its way off East Roosevelt, slides its way off turn number five, straightens course in front of the field, SVG.
Top five or six have settled down nicely in the early going. A couple of car lengths between all of them. First challenge is for the fifth and sixth position. That's where Cole Custer dials up the back bumper of the Jesse Love machine, unable to make the move in turn six.
So your leaders are single file coming down Balboa Drive. They make the right-hand turn onto Michigan Avenue. Now go to the left, and that is Congress Plaza. It is still SVG showing the way by about so three car lengths. Make that two car lengths as Kyle Larson chops away at his advantage through turn nine. Here they come through turn 10 and turn 11. Boy, Kyle Larson almost to the bumper of Shane Van Gisbergen. The battle is on for the top spot.
Up the hill they come, back to 12. The right hand, 90 degree turn. Kyle Larson is right there. Shane Van Gisbergen, Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, Connor Mosack, Jesse Love, top five.
Drag race down that front straightaway. Here comes Larson. He'll break out. Driver's left. Takes the inside line through turn number one. They are side by side. Contact at the exit of one. Down the short straight now. Headed for turn number two. They are absolutely nose to nose for the number one spot. Van Gisbergen, driver's right. He's got the short way around through turn three, and he'll regain the top spot.
Kyle Larson matches his every move, but still finds himself in the second position. He's got to be careful because Ty Gibbs is there, and it's side by side again. Larson dives to the inside, coming off the end of Lakeshore Drive. Across East Roosevelt, he goes back to the point. Kyle Larson, the new leader on the streets of Chicago.
Larson and Van Gisbergen putting on a great show for these fans, and we're only in the very early laps. Larson this time into turn six. He leads by about 4 feet. Ty Gibbs now has closed in. He'll make that a three-man dance for the lead as they head uphill to turn seven.
Without question, the front runners are getting after it and getting after it early. Here they come through turn seven. It is still Kyle Larson up in the front. Shane Van Gisbergen in that second spot. Ty Gibbs is starting to close the gap just a little bit now from third. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen trying to return the favor to Kyle Larson, almost getting to his bumper through the right-hand turn 10. Can't do it. The leaders are off turn 11.
Making their way up the hill, over the bridge, over the railroad tracks. Kyle Larson at the front of the field, right hand, 90 degree turn number 12. Larson will get to the start finish line first, our first official lead change, even though we've had four of them take place in the opening couple of laps.
And for a change, the leader will make it to turn one relatively unmolested. Larson right on the back bumper, though, is Shane Van Gisbergen, about three car lengths back to Ty Gibbs, who rides in position number three. Through the right hand to turn number two and off onto Lakeshore Drive. Top three all remain in single file.
Give credit to Ty Gibbs. He's been patient, riding in third in these opening laps of the race as Larson and Van Gisbergen have gone at it for the lead. And Gibbs has the advantage of knowing he's got about a seven car length cushion back to Connor Mosack. Mosack rides in fourth, and Jesse Love is fifth.
Back onto Columbus Drive, and here comes another challenge for the lead. Shane Van Gisbergen, this time driver's right. Try to go the long way around as they hit turn number six. That's not going to work. Larson gets away with it. Van Gisbergen tries to cross him over. He's back after him, and again to driver's right as this tremendous battle for the lead continues.
Van Gisbergen got to the quarter panel of Kyle Larson, but Larson shuts the door to the right-hand turn seven. He'll maintain the lead. Fly through turn eight. SVG has to settle for the second spot. Ty Gibbs a very, very close third. And you get the impression that Ty Gibbs is just going to lay back just a little bit. He wants to see how this front two play out. Larson, SVG, Ty Gibbs, and now Connor Mosack, a tight pack of four cars racing for the top spot.
Four laps in. What a race we have. We are underway in the streets of Chicago. Here's a quick look at the top 10 at the line. It is Kyle Larson leading by just a car length over Shane Van Gisbergen, Ty Gibbs, Connor Mosack, and Jesse Love. That is your top five. The rest of the top 10 Cole Custer, he's 6th. Sam Mayer, 7th. Chandler Smith, 8th. A.J. Allmendinger, 9th. And Sammy Smith is 10th.
Napa! Give your engine the attention it deserves with the advanced formulation of Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It delivers faster oil flow for superior temperature protection in the harshest conditions, defends against sludge and buildup while keeping your engine running cleaner, longer, and improves fuel efficiency by reducing friction, helping you stay at peak performance mile after mile. Try Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil today. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Daytona always brings the drama.
Everything's on the line. The risk will be higher.
Three wide.
Look how insane this is.
Gunning to keep playoff hopes alive. Oh. It's now or never.
It's the most stressful night of racing that you'll ever go through.
For an unforgettable weekend of family fun, high wattage star power, and a front row seat full of fireworks. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Four laps. Remember, he started out back. May have a problem for Chandler Smith. We'll follow up there. That ongoing battle for the lead is a good one. Kyle Larson trying to hold off Shane Van Gisbergen as they come racing back across the start-finish line. Shane Van Gisbergen to the inside on Kyle Larson, and he will take the spot away. Back to the track when we come back from the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
We have been in for a treat. Now, granted, we're only 6 laps into this event, but Shane Van Gisbergen and Kyle Larson are putting on a clinic. Ty Gibbs right there, Connor Mosack right there. Dave, this is what the fans turned out to see.
Elite drivers showing why they are elite drivers. For the moment, it has calmed down at the front of the pack as Shane Van Gisbergen has opened up a rare 3-4 car length lead as they head up the hill towards turn 5.
Here they come now, back into corners 4 and 5. Van Gisbergen, the race leader, maintains that advantage off of turn number 5, and Kyle Larson for now settles in the second onto South Columbus.
Down off the hill they come, wide open through the throttle. Now they begin downshifting, leaning on the brake a little bit. Van Gisbergen now has gotten away by about 5 car lengths. Kyle Larson beginning to feel a little heat from Ty Gibb. A couple of more car lengths back to Connor Mosack.
Leaders now make their way toward turn 7. And again, the track narrows up here a little bit. I should say the street course narrows up from 4 lanes down to 2 when they approach turn 7. And here comes Shane Van Gisbergen and his lead making his way through Congress Plaza. Now,
and he'll be able to continue on. No caution flag. There is a big chunk of debris. Looks like a crush panel may have come out of one of the race cars out there. Another driver having a bit of an issue on course is Sage Karam after a crash in practice earlier today. He's also in a backup car, and that'll bring us under the caution flag for the first time. Big chunk of metal right here on the straightaway headed into turn number six will slow things down.
Boy, that is going to, at least for a moment, bring an end to what has been a whale of a battle at the front of the field between Van Gisbergen and Larson, Gibbs, Connor Mosack. Those four drivers running nose to tail, swapping spots. Jesse Love rounds out the top five under caution, lap seven.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
Sage Karam with a flat tire, debris being picked up, working caution flag number one of the afternoon. We're working lap number seven at the moment. It is Shane Van Gisbergen out front in the streets of Chicago. And from the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Eight down, 42 remain. We're working under our first caution flag of the afternoon, brought out debris on the racetrack. Top five, Shane Van Gisbergen and Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, Connor Mosack, and Jesse Love. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Welcome back to the downtown streets of Chicago, Illinois, as we go racing around Grant Park on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, 77 degrees, blue sky, sunshine, and a lot of people that have assembled for the NASCAR Xfinity Series under caution at the moment as we work lap number eight. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden. Out in the turns today, Dave Moody, Kurt Becker, and Dan Hubbard. Up and down pit road, Steve Post and Chris Wilner.
So we work caution for the first time. Eight laps have been completed. We've run seven under the green flag. Now, starting next to last, that is 37th today, Joe Gibbs Racing, Sheldon Creed. In the opening seven green flag laps, Sheldon Creed has been able to climb the leaderboard up to the number 13 position. This is a driver who's got an outstanding handling race car, clearly has the power under the hood as well to make these long straightaways pay off. So Sheldon Creed clearly going the right way on the leaderboard.
Yeah, let's get an update also from pit road. Chris Wilner, you've been following up on the story on Chandler Smith. What's the latest there?
Well, Jeff, he is already back to the garage here at Chicago because of a motor issue. This is now the third for Joe Gibbs Racing all weekend. You guys just talked about Sheldon Creed having to start from the rear. He had a motor issue earlier this morning, but Chandler came over the radio and said, I think I dropped a cylinder. We saw the smoke out on the racetrack. They brought it down pit road, and crew chief Jeff Mendering said, let's take it back behind the wall. Chandler very frustrated in that regular season title chase with Cole Custer. That's going to take a big hit here as he retires early.
It really is, and that is the third engine